You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. It'll be a newly renovated team once again, too.
Yeah,
Jim,
you know,
seven free agents now signed, including Paul McQuiston yesterday.
We talked to, yeah. I drive down there, of course, every day. That's where the television studios are. And it's amazing to see the progress that is. It's, first of all, strange to look at the stadium and just see these big chunks of it gone.
Sure.
Where those old scoreboards and the stands were in those end zone sections. But they're out of there.
Yep.
And the work is going on. Hey, touche to those guys. You know, working through that weather that we've had this year, and they did. They were they were outside, and, I mean, that's tough.
Alex Shiner, the Browns president, told me a little while ago, because I did a piece on this for clevelandbrowns.com, that there were 14 days lost in this process to weather, but he said it didn't throw them off schedule.
No.
They were still on time. In
right.
fact, maybe even slightly ahead of schedule.
Good.
Well, like you said, kudos to that crew.
Amazing.
I can't imagine being out there, and then you're up in that area. Excuse me, up in that area with the wind blowing off the lake, and you know you're trying to lift heavy stuff. Rick in Green joins us on the line now. Hello, Rick.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Good, Rick.
Hey guys. First of all, If these guys were coming, any of these three quarterbacks were coming out next year, at best they would be 4, 5, and 6. I don't think any of them are worthy of being a top 10. And no, I don't really think not attending pro day is the end of the world. I think you bring them in and you have to do the drills and the things you want them to do.
Well, Rick, I think that what you're saying, I think I agree with you in the sense that I just wonder if any of these guys, and I know there's a handful of them now coming out, and this is a better quarterback class, I think, that came out last year because of the numbers that are coming out. But I don't know if any of them are the ones that are totally franchise makers. Therefore, Vic, could there be a massive drop? You know, a fall in the first round. You know how there are runs on positions?
Oh, I think
you know,
that's
there's a run
happen.
On cornerbacks.
Yeah.
There's a run on tackles.
Yes.
Could there be a drop? You know, could they fall?
I could easily see one of the so-called big three taking a big dive. I mean, a guy that at one point, whoever it might be, and I'm not sure who it'll be. You could use Teddy Bridgewater's name because he was connected at the very top of this draft for a while, and with good reason, based on his 2013 collegiate season, his body of work. But since that time, it just seems like there's less enthusiasm for him, and you keep seeing, if the mock drafts mean anything, you keep seeing this sort of sliding effect, and that's a guy who could take a big slide. Johnny Manziel, a guy who could take a slide. And now, in Bortles' case, he of course could take a slide, but he was more of the late riser, I think, of the three. He kind of moved up into that so-called top position, if that's what he is and what it is, later than the others. But I could see that happening. And here's the other thing to keep in perspective. Last year, how bad was last year's quarterback class? The Jets have Geno Smith. Now they pick up Michael Vick. We're going to talk about this a little later with Randy Lang from the Jets official website. So they've already made what appears to be a change this year. And then in Buffalo
took E.J. Manuel.
E.J. Manuel, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of trepidation and second-guessing and concern. When I'm there or the folks that I speak with frequently there, I'm talking just fans and media observers, a lot of questions about him.
Yeah. One of them was, the way he played, the old, problem of durability. And, of course, that happened against the Browns that he got out, he ran, and he got hurt. And he was hurt a couple of times. And there were a couple of times where he looked very good, and then there were a couple of times where he looked atrocious. I remember they brought him back in a game when they did bring him back after injury. They brought him back in a game against Pittsburgh over at Heinz Field, and they deserved to win the game, and he threw them out of the game.
He did.
He played a
horrific game for them, and that's why those questions are going to linger. So maybe what we knew about last year's class, what we thought about it, has been confirmed. And then we'll and what are teams doing this year? They're trying to find those answers. Still the Jets with a Michael Vick, and that's what you don't want to be. I don't think you want to be in that quarterbacking area of indecision, whatever you want to call it, that space between do you have the guy, not sure if you have the guy, it could be a flat out bust, and you're groping and reaching for something, for an answer mm-hmm. that just isn't there.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's there, but and unfortunately, when you think about the Browns, I want to say that there is an answer here, that Brian Hoyer could be this guy. And Mike Pettine did say today, among the many topics he covered, that even with a small sampling, there's enough there to feel good about. But I think it's still more on faith than anything else.
And the other thing, too, and I think from everybody that is down at the owners' meetings and who has been pressed on this, and Jimmy Haslam, too, there is an acceptance with Brian Hoyer. You know, they're accepting the fact that he's here. They're comfortable with him. There's a comfort level. They want to put enough around him or whoever else comes in here. I don't think that there's a blatant he's the guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he's the guy, we're comfortable with that.
Sean in Cleveland joins us now. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. My thing is, I think the Browns should draft a quarterback, but my whole point that I want to come across you guys is that we need to develop a system for a quarterback like Farmer said, where we utilize his strength and that quarterback fits our system. If you look at New England, every time they need to plug a player, they found a player that fit their system. And for the longest time, I keep asking myself, have we drafted quarterbacks that have not fit our system, and that's the reason why they can't flourish? I think Johnny Manziel will flourish very well, maybe not with Cleveland, but in the system that fits his strengths and his weakness. And the person that I like that just stands out for me is Bridgewater. But the key thing is that we just need to find a quarterback that can fit our system, that will make us flourish, and that can just basically do the things that it's asked for him to do.
Well,
that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, Sean, you know, the other thing that we have to do is stay with a system. We've had a different system all the time. So you have to define what that system is, and hopefully it's in place for a while, and then everybody, not just the quarterback, but everybody on that offense gets used to a system. So I think that's the big, the major first commandment here is to get a system and stick with it.
Get a system, believe that it works, and then believe that you have the right pieces to make it work. I'm inclined to think that there's that level of faith here. When you heard Mike Pettine talk about it today, the references are very specific to the zone scheme, the zone blocking, and all those things that we've kind of been hearing when Kyle Shanahan came aboard. Mm-hmm. And now to hear Mike Pettine reference it more completely is another – because we just hadn't heard a lot from Mike on the subject of the offense – because we just didn't hear a lot from him, period, about the specifics of that. But he had an opportunity today because it's one of those all-encompassing, you spend an hour at these events. The AFC Coaches Breakfast tomorrow morning, the NFC coaches will gather in Orlando at the owners' meetings to do this. It's an annual deal. And he covered that ground, but I liked what he was saying about the offense in general and a sense of belief, Jim, that the system is in place and can work.
Definitely, and I think that you have to be committed to it, and I think this new coaching staff, they're bringing it in and they're committed to it, and I think that's fine. The other thing is, I don't know, Manziel, I don't know if he's a system guy. I think he's exactly the opposite.
Right.
I think he is anti-system. I think to put him in a system is to cut his strengths down.
I think it'd be a mistake.
You don't
put that guy in a structure. His structure is no structure.
That's it. It's mayhem. It's the guy on the Allstate commercials. I said it yesterday.
He's the proverbial guy, to quote a famous singer. I think he would qualify, and I know he's one of your favorites, Pharrell, in a room without a roof, because you can't put a roof on this guy.
Beautifully said.
Isn't that poetic?
Yep. We should go out on that.
Megan Rock, we are. Megan Rock, who is working in here today, who's much closer to age to a song like that, looks at me and says, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, Vic. But anyway, we've got more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We will have a conversation with Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, who will be on the line with us from Orlando, Florida, the site of the NFL owners' meetings. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.